Welcome in. Time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome in. Time for a daily editorial. Welcome in is what I was trying to say. Sorry I missed the weekend. I was in the emergency room of the hospital all day Saturday, actually for 6 hours, and I was really in such bad shape over the weekend that I didn't have time to get on the blog, and I apologize for that. Got a number of things we want to talk about today. Number one, core inflation numbers are such that our inflation is just getting worse and worse and worse. Also, Nikki Haley has announced her candidacy for the president, the Republican president of the United States. Jim, we talked about that a couple of weeks ago before she announced. I guess we were pretty good in terms of our assumption that she was going to announce. Any comments on that?
Yeah, I mean, she came out with a video announcing, formally announcing her presidency. That gives her, you know, the reporting requirements and, of course, the funding ability where she'll be starting to reach out to big donors.
Right.
You know, this is a, once again, an effort by really globalist, in my view. I mean, Nikki Haley's a wonderful person.
Yeah.
I've met her. I've actually got pictures of her.
I know you do.
Together with my wife. And she was a good governor for South Carolina.
Yes, she was.
She managed some very challenging things when Dylann Roof shot and killed so many people at the black church down in the Charleston area. She responded that very effectively in the middle of all the inflaming violence that was happening around over the George Floyd incident.
Yeah.
That didn't happen here in South Carolina because of the way she managed the problems.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say the George Floyd incident, but it was because that was later.
Yeah.
But she did a phenomenal job in bringing business here. The problem with Nikki Haley is, one, she's regional. I think she'd be, and I have absolutely no problem with a very strong and effective woman being president.
Yeah.
But I don't believe that she will represent. I think she will bow to the pressures. Unfortunately, I think she'll bow to the pressures of big global funders. And I think that's who are manipulating her into running or convincing her that she can win.
Yeah.
And those big global funders, they're probably conservatives, but I think they're people like Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell. Those are just the political faces, but many, many Koch brothers type people that will be trying to fund her in order to undermine a Trump presidency and or even potentially a DeSantis presidency.
Yeah.
So it's splitting the party, it's splitting the field up. It's making it more challenging in one hand. At the same time, when you have someone who's only polling in the 1 to 3% range, which Nikki Haley is right now, you know, there's always the potential to for her to do a lot better and to grow. But the problem is it will pull from these other, like Mike Pompeo's, the Mike Pence's, and even the Ron DeSantis campaigns.
Yeah.
So, you know, hey, a fracas, you know, argument, discussion, transparency in a campaign, I think is valuable.
Yeah.
And we'll see who comes out best in the end. Personally, I think that it's going to be a challenge for her.
Yeah, I do too at this point in time. Why would the establishment want to see Ron DeSantis weakened? I don't understand that.
No, I don't. I think they want to see Trump weakened.
Oh, yeah.
But you're dispersing resources and funding to a wide variety of candidates that will actually weaken DeSantis's campaign against Trump if DeSantis decides to move in to the election. So that's what I'm talking about.
Okay. Jim, you and I were talking off mic about the way that in artificial intelligence is really starting to rule the world. I am not particularly up on that subject as perhaps I should be, but I know that you are. The comments that you made when we were talking off mic scare the hell out of me. I'd like you to relay those comments to the bloggers.
Yeah, so you know, a lot of our bloggers they've been hating the MIC, the military industrial complex, for a long period of time.
Yeah.
They hate the government. They're very frustrated with the way things work. And you know, I, for the most part, I agree with them.
I know you do. I do too also, Jim. 100% I agree with them. Irish, I want you to keep that in mind. I agree with you, CFS, and everybody else.
But what I'm afraid of is that many people in America do not see what's actually happening to change the direction of humanity right now. So there's this an organization called OpenAI has developed what they call ChatGPT. It's basically being funded by Microsoft, and it's an opportunity. It's an artificial intelligence tool that's now available online to ask questions, to communicate with, to gather information, to develop. Basically, it potentially could undermine any search capability from Google or other resources out there and just answer questions.
Jimmy, I just want to interrupt you because I got to tell you, I think that's absolutely terrifying. And it's adding credence in my mind to all the arguments that I used to be against. All the arguments that are being putting out by Larry, Irish Tony, CFS, everybody else, the bloggers have turned out to be 100% correct with what I'm hearing from you say right now, Jim.
What I'm afraid of is that, and what I think most people don't understand is how rapidly we're moving into this, where technology is driving every bit of information and tracking us and our thoughts, our beliefs, our what we want, and shaping our minds and our views. Technology through these corporations, these globalist corporations, are using these tools. And ChatGPT is just one minor window into the future that we're facing very rapidly, which controls and dictates all of our lives. And let me just give an example. So the Murdoch trial is going on here in South Carolina. It's getting a lot of national attention. This is a lawyer that was involved in corrupt activities, stealing millions of dollars from one of some children of his housekeeper. And then is right now on trial for murdering his wife and son.
Oh, wow.
And this has been all over the news. It's international news. It's crazy news. They're trying to make movies about it, all kinds of stuff. Here's what came out of the trial. As they were discussing his alibi, the prosecution has put forward data from his cell phone, tracking how many steps he took, tracking how much movement he made with his phone. Did he tip it right? Did he turn it sideways? And they were able to pinpoint him in certain locations through his cell phone data. Think about how much control and understanding that data provides to an artificial intelligence to gather and collect information on all of us, on the entire world, anybody that's carrying that type of a device.
Yeah.
And what that means is that if you want to target someone with an advertisement, you'll be able to identify. So we went to Dick's Sporting Goods to buy my wife or my daughter some soccer cleats the other day. Yeah. Never, just turned on my phone, never even searched for soccer cleats, never did anything. Walked into Dick's Sporting Goods, they didn't have any, we walked out. I started getting advertisements for soccer cleats at Dick's on my cell phone. Which showed that somebody was tracking and paid for the data that I went into there. Now, how they understood, I have no idea how they understood we were looking for soccer cleats, but they were advertising specifically to me on soccer cleats.
Jim, I got to interrupt you here just to say something that's going to add to what you were just saying. I have a Google phone, and it's considered to be one of the best phones out there. It's considered to be one of the most effective phones out there. One of the most user-friendly phones out there. I'm having exactly the same problem, only it's not only things like soccer cleats that are somewhat immaterial to me anyway, but they're things like some of the emails that I get, from some professional help that I'm getting right now. It's just absolutely amazing. It's like my cell phone is an independent person.
Yeah, and again, the technology is moving so fast and information is flowing so quickly around the world. How does a human brain manage it? And how do we make decisions? And of course, what's happening right now on the global stage with Ukraine, with the Chinese, this you know, kind of huge distraction of balloons, with what happened in Afghanistan, all these problems are beginning to converge with unforeseeable consequences with the control that can be used with this technology in an authoritarian state.
Right.
We will not be able to manage it. And when you give this type of control, this type of information, this type of data to Xi, the Chinese Communist Party, or to pretty much the FBI or the DOJ in the United States right now, they're going to find something for you if you're not following exactly what they say.
Right.
And this is very problematic, especially for those of us who question this authority and question what's happening out in the world right now. We are not capable as humans to make the decisions rapidly enough and to understand what's happening, especially if the information is being censored and controlled, which is what we see every day. And it's a frightening, frightening future that we're facing right now. And it's not because of a military-industrial complex. It's because of the technology and the corporate globalist complex that is now trying to shape the direction of all of us.
Yeah, it's really kind of scary, you know, Jimmy. As you know, I'm going through some really challenging events right now in my life. And my phone, as I said, is acting as an independent person, believe it or not. This is one of the most terrible science fiction movies I have ever watched. My phone is acting as an independent person and keeps interrupting me when I need things to be done. This sounds absolutely ridiculous, but trust me, Jimmy, it's not. It's like I'm dealing with extra people around the house.
Well, that's exactly right. And of course, we are now conditioned. Many of us are conditioned to respond to those clicks or that buzz. And that's where we have to figure out that shouldn't be managing us.
Right.
You know, my daughters, they carry around their smartphones all the time, and they want to, you know, they're communicating their folks. And I'm really attempting to shift them away from being committed to responding to every text or every tweet or every Snapchat or every Instagram post. That's really, really an important psychological problem that we're facing in society, being basically trapped in this information flow and communication flow through these technological devices. And they were designed specifically to do this. And they designed the algorithms in order to keep us completely occupied. And that's how they sell new phones. That's how they continue to sell advertising and make a fortune. And that's why these tech companies that run that manage these types of things, the social media companies, and of course Google and Alphabet, where they and the advertising groups were the most capitalized industries in the world right now, as opposed to manufacturing, which actually produces something. Information is the commodity, and what we are, we're becoming digital slaves. We're becoming digital slaves to this technology, and it's going to, if we as a society don't figure out to take control and to stop this flow of personal information and control of data, we will face dramatic consequences in the very near future. More quickly than anybody understands.
Yeah, let me tell you an even more terrifying thing. Actually, a more confusing thing. My church, in the men's group that we have I'm not sure what you call it. I think it's called a tweet. You know, basically, whenever you have an idea, you text somebody in your group. I get texts starting to come in at 4 o'clock in the morning from these people, and there is nothing I can do about it other than just be rude and tell my fellow church members I'm out of the group. I can't take these constant texts that I get anymore. What I have is I have an independent cell phone that is working as an independent individual and is starting to wake me up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Well, manage yourself. Try to separate yourself from these things that just occupy us too much.
Yeah,
and of course, get and simplify your life is my argument. That's what I always say.
Yeah, I agree. I agree 100%. Jim, it's kind of interesting the way that technology has taken us as individuals, isn't it?
It is. And of course, you know, a lot of the technology right now is driving our economy, and it's the sales and supply chain and all these other issues that we're facing. And of course, the threats to our livelihoods and our future. again, that's all based on controlling information and shaping people's views and ideas. And one thing that I got to remind everyone about, because I think we want to talk a little bit about the CPI numbers today.
Yeah, they're bad. They're showing how much of an inflation we're really in right now.
Yeah, and of course, I just met with a Stanford economist last week in a presentation at Palmetto Forum, and I had to ask him the question. He's giving numbers of last month, you know, being down. I said, okay, so gas prices are back up this month, equal to November. So how are these numbers, these lagging numbers, accurate? And how do you make decisions based on job numbers that have turned out to be false, especially in the second quarter of last year, when the Philadelphia Fed reshaped the BLS numbers to lose a million, or you know, to gain 10,500 rather than over a million.
Exactly.
How do we trust any of this information right now? Because there is so much influence and so much ability to influence numbers. And of course, the numbers they're looking at aren't accurate at all. They're estimates, and they're being manipulated and shaped by all types of data out there.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting to say the least, Jim. I mean, it really is a detriment to our society right now, what you and I are talking about. We're talking about the economy of the United States. We're talking about the new technology that's making us more and more confused. These are things that have to change, Jim.
Yeah, you know, and it's hard to judge if they will, because unfortunately, so many people are bought into these ideologies. You know, this is crazy, Al, but I was reading a tweet today that was put out, and basically it was a property owner in Massachusetts, and they had somebody that had been living in a house and did not pay rent this last 6 months at all, or at least last year. It's for a 6 month period. The state, you know, they sued him to try to get him out. They wouldn't let the person. The state would protect the individual.
Right.
So here the property owner is losing money for 6 months. The state finally steps in, or at least Massachusetts, somebody, I'm not sure if it's a state or Boston area, I'm not sure, came in and actually paid her back rent. The individual that was renting paid the back rent for this individual, still lets the individual that didn't pay rent live in the house. And the owner of the property said, hey, this is crazy. You know, we've got, what's good luck, Massachusetts. You're incentivizing people not to pay their rent. And you know what the arguments were on attacking the property owner?
No.
That, oh, we need to socialize. We need to just take away. Look at this rich property owner. This is crazy. People are nuts. The world is turning upside down. People don't take personal responsibility. The information, the technology is somehow teaching people that they don't owe their, you know, they make a contract and they don't owe their bills, and somehow it's better to socialize. This is crazy. It's nuts.
I agree.
And I where are we headed? You know, with this type, with that many people.
I don't know where we're headed, but I sure would like some opinions from IOR, CFS, out of the box, et cetera, et cetera. We're getting Ebelon. It's really interesting because we're getting some very, very accurate ideas from some of these folks.
Yeah, I agree. I think, you know, we got to keep the dialogue up. But more importantly, you have to recognize what's happening out there. And, you know, if you want to sit back, maybe many of us are too, you know, old and don't want to get involved and don't care. But if you're not passing that information out, if you're not sharing the potential problems that we're facing with America, you get some crazy, crazy future possibilities.
Yeah, it gets absolutely nuts. Okay, guys, we want to hear your ideas. I'm not going anywhere today except sitting in front of my computer and answering comments, or making comments, I should say. Jimmy, thank you so much, bud.
You bet, Al.
Okay, listen, you have a good day. Try to keep your head straight, for lack of better terms.
Yeah, you too.
Yeah.
Good luck with Kathy.
Yeah, and you guys out there, you do the same thing.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics.